Okay, we're in John chapter 4 again. It's been about a month since we've been there. And I'm not going to take too long, but I want us to think about the work of Jesus Christ in this story. And when we looked at the last time we were together here, we saw how Jesus shared with a woman at a well, and how she shared with others, and how they discovered the power of God for themselves through her testimony. And then they heard Jesus himself. So this is subsequent to that. After 2 days, he departed from there and went to Galilee. John 4:43. For Jesus himself testified, a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also had gone to the feast. And so in this story, in this part of the scriptures, we find Jesus had left Samaria, he goes into Galilee, and he says a prophet doesn't have honor in his own country. And what does he mean by that? That's right, because we know who you are. You're Jesus. You grew up here. Who do you think you are? We know your father. We know your mother. Who do you think you are? And, you know, when I moved back home from Alberta and moved back to Marguerite, and people knew who I was, and I didn't have a good reputation, and so I had a couple of strikes against me in that way, but that didn't matter. I was going to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it didn't stop Jesus from going, even though he was not going to receive honor in his own country. He still shared the gospel. When he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him because they heard and saw all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, but they had been up there. They were amazed that this one from Galilee could go to Jerusalem, which was like going to the big city and making a name for himself. So they were somewhat impressed with him. News carried about who Jesus Christ was. And when the news carried about who Jesus was, it says, whoops, he went one too many. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. So here he was. Jesus had returned to Cana of Galilee, and this nobleman heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee. He heard that Jesus was back in the territory. Now this guy had a problem. He had a deep issue, and it wasn't a small thing for him. And so what was it? He went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So this man was facing the death of his son, and that's not an easy situation, is it? There was nothing. It's obvious that this boy was at the point of death, so that there was nothing else that could be done for him. He was at the end of his rope. He had done all that he could do. There was no place left for him to turn. There was no miracle cure somewhere around the corner, except he had heard about Jesus. And he had heard about what Jesus could do. And he knew, somehow this man knew that Jesus had the power to heal. And so he makes a request. He comes and he implores him. That means he begged him to come down and to heal his son. He begged it to happen. He was... you can't imagine that this man was, you know, half passionate about this. What would you be if you had a son who was dying in your arms? What would you be? Would you be passionate? Yes. Would you do anything that you could to rescue that boy? Yes. And so what did he do? He went to Jesus with the problem. That is the first great step that he could have done. He turned to the right person. And my friends, you may not have a dying son, but you may have circumstances in your life that are beyond you. This was beyond him. And he knew where to go with those problems. And I thank God that we have, if you have Jesus Christ, you have someone to go to when you have problems. Isn't it good to know that? When we are overwhelmed. The psalmist could write in the Old Testament, when I am overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And that became a verse for me when I was overwhelmed a few months ago when it was discovered that Marie had cancer and all the things that were surrounding this. I said that prayer many times to the Lord. Lord, I'm overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And I wasn't saying I could even get there. I said, Lord, take me there because I'm too weak. And no matter how strong we are, no matter how strong we think we are going to face circumstances in our life that are beyond us. I assure you, I guarantee you, you will. It may be not till the day of your death, but it will happen, where you will face a wall that's bigger than you are. You'll face a circumstance that will overwhelm you. This man was overwhelmed. This man was losing that which was most precious to him, and he had nowhere to turn except he had heard about Jesus. I don't know what you know about Jesus, nor what you think about Jesus, but I tell you, he's someone we can turn to. So he makes a journey. And this journey was not a short journey. It would have took him quite a while from Cana to go to Capernaum. But he made that journey. And when he got there, he comes down, he comes to him and he begs him. This is what the word implore means. He begged him that he would come and heal his son. So he asked him, Lord, you need to come down to Capernaum. You need to come where my son is and you need to heal him. Jesus said this, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. Now this was a general statement. And it was a general statement because most people would not believe unless they saw the signs and the wonders. They wouldn't believe. They wouldn't accept the word of Jesus Christ. You know, and that's often the case today, is it not? Many people, though you say, this is what Jesus said, who's he? Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. But let me tell you that God has given signs and God has given wonders. He has given wonders in creation around us. He has given wonders in the word of God and the things that are said. He has given wonders in the person of his son. He's given wonders and signs in the people of God, as you see that God changes people's lives powerfully and dramatically by his mighty power. But he also gives signs and wonders, and then he answers prayer. Yes. Is that right?
Amen.
He does answer prayer. Where he does the miraculous, where things change, where even the doctor said this week, he said, this is remarkable. He was overwhelmed at this, how this could be, that my wife could be where she was at. And he's one of the chief cancer doctors in Nova Scotia. God does reveal his hand. But even with signs and wonders, people don't believe. Remember when Jesus gave them free bread? What they didn't want was him to give them more bread. They didn't want to believe. Jesus said, this is the real work of God. You believe in him whom he has sent. Let me encourage you to trust in Jesus Christ. Let me encourage you to give your soul to him. Don't hold back. God has given evidence of who he is. And often many people will say, remember, if you read the Gospels, you will find the Pharisees coming and they'll say to Jesus, show us a sign and then we'll believe. So what would Jesus do? Raise the dead. Heal somebody. And you know what they would come back and say? Show us a sign and we'll believe. So Jesus would do another miracle. Many miracles. And he wasn't doing it just for them. He was doing it for the sake of the people that were in that situation. But you know what they would come and say to him?
Show us a
sign. They were never satisfied. And some people will never be satisfied. And the sad reality is that they'll never be satisfied in hell either. Because there's no satisfaction there. But let me encourage you. And let me encourage people that they need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. One sign should be enough. It should be enough. When God speaks, we should listen. Next slide. And so, the nobleman's answer to that was this. He wasn't so concerned about what people, whether people believed or didn't believe. He knew that Jesus was his only answer. And so what did he say? He said, sir, come down before my child dies. Come down before my child dies. Now, he had some faith. Did he not have faith? He had faith enough to leave his home. He had faith enough to travel that journey. And he had desperation along with it, of course. But he had faith enough, too, to ask Jesus, not just the one time, but to ask Jesus the second time. He kept on asking. And let me encourage you, don't stop praying. Don't stop seeking the Lord. God sometimes allows us for things not to happen right away because he wants us to stay focused on him. He wants us to keep on praying. Don't stop praying. God answers prayer. Marvelously, wonderfully, and amazingly, God answers prayer. Yeah, I got a preacher in the corner there. She's preaching back at me. That's good. Yes. He had some idea about what Jesus could do, or he would never have been there. He obviously knew that Jesus could heal, or Jesus could help, or he would not have bothered to leave, to go there. Right. So there he is. He's crying out, and he doesn't stop asking. Reminds me of another woman who came for her demoniac-possessed daughter and would not let go until she got that blessing from him. God wants us to keep on praying. And that's why we have been so encouraged with my own wife and the affliction that she's experienced. And many people have been praying. Hundreds of people, thousands of people have been praying for my wife. And that is wonderful. We appreciate it so much. And what I say is don't stop praying. Yes, we have seen answers, but don't stop praying. Keep on asking God. He is able to do amazing things. This man got more than he asked for. He ended up with more than what he asked for. And you know, the Bible tells us that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you could ask or even imagine. He said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." What answer was given? Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your son lives." So did he answer the man's prayer? Did he answer all of the man's prayer? No, he did not. What did the man ask for? He wanted him to come down and heal his son. Isn't that what he asked for? Is that what Jesus did?
No.
No. God will not sometimes give you what you ask for. Sometimes we ask for things in a certain way and we think that's the best way, but God had a better way. He had a better way. And this is what we see here. God's way is always the best way, friends. And sometimes, like I said, answers don't come immediately, just as he asked the first time. And Jesus had something to teach, and then he asked him again, and this time he doesn't do what the guy asked. Instead, what he does is he gives his word, just his word. That's what he says. Go your way. Your son lives. Yes.
What was it last week that it was the other way around? God said, "I'm going to go to your house to heal your son," and the man said, "No, you don't have to."
Yes, there's another story like that about a man from Capernaum. And the man said, "No, you don't need to come." What's that? Oh, yes. He believed. He said, "Lord, you don't have to do that." That's right. And Jesus commended him for his faith, right? In this circumstance, it was Jesus that said it. So the man, he asked Jesus to do something a certain way, and God did it differently. Let me encourage you, trust the Lord. And not only trust the Lord that his ways are best, but trust his word. His word is his bond. His word is truth. When God says something, you can take it to the bank. It's the truth. And in this circumstance, God told this man, "You go home. Your son lives." Now, I don't know about you, but I would have preferred to have Jesus come down with me. I mean, he was just going to have to take him at his word, wasn't he? He didn't see his son healed. He didn't see a miracle in front of him. He had to take it by naked faith that what Jesus said was actually going to happen. That's quite a thing, wasn't it? What a step of faith this man took. He took God at his word without seeing. Some people say seeing is believing, but in this case, he believed and he saw with eyes of faith. Well, I don't know, I might have tugged at him a bit more to say, "Come on down, I'm sure you come, you know. It would be better if you actually came with me. I'd feel a lot better if you were walking down the road with me." But he walked down the road alone back towards his son. But he walked believing that God was going to do something. It must have been a long walk. And you know, my friends, I want to encourage you. When God says something in the Bible, it's true. And it's true for you. You can believe it. When God says, "Believe in my son and you'll be saved," you will be saved. When God says that he'll never leave you or forsake you, it's the truth. When I feel as if God is a million miles away, is he a million miles away? No, he's not. Oh, it's so wonderful to be able to believe the truth of God and to be able to have that confidence in the Lord. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." And so it is not always going to be. And that's why he said this earlier, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." This man took that to heart. And he said, "I don't have to see the sign. I don't have to see the wonder. I'm going to take you at your word." He took that very rebuke to heart. And I want to encourage you, take God at his word. Rest on his promises. They are true, no matter how it feels in the moment, no matter how different the circumstances. God is faithful. And this is what happens. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. He said, "Okay, I won't. I won't go by signs and wonders here. I will take you at your word." Oh, may God give us the grace to believe him and take him at his word tonight and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for all things concerning our walk with God. Concerning the troubles and trials in your life, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. So what happens to the man? He heads back. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son lives. He gets the good news. Your son lives, he says. This is what the servants say. Oh, can you imagine the joy that he was experiencing? So partway on the journey. So then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. When did he get better? Why did you think he asked that? That's right. He wanted to see, did it happen when Jesus spoke? And so they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. You see, he was on quite a journey, wasn't he? There was a two-day journey, right? And so yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. And so really, you know, if you look at the translations, you'll find that the man asked, when did he start to get better? Is really the context of what he asked. And they said, no, his fever left him. He was made well at the very time that Jesus spoke. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. Now, I want you to notice something. And he himself believed in his whole household. Now, hadn't he already believed? What did he believe? What had he already believed? He knew, he believed that Jesus would heal his son. So why does it say he himself believed in his whole household?
Well, he thinks he would have to, it'd probably be stronger.
So what did he believe now?
That Jesus was
the Son. Yes, he believed that Jesus was the Son of God. He put his trust in Jesus Christ. I think he trusted Jesus for more than the living of his son, but he trusted in Jesus for himself, for his own soul. And that's what we need to do. We can believe God for the miraculous and for things, and we can believe God for lots of things in our life. We need to believe for the saving of our souls. We need to put all our trust in him. It's not enough to have a little bit of belief here about things that God might be able to do or not do. Many people believe that God answers prayer, and many people will be in hell who believe that God answers prayer. Did you know that? Because they have not put their trust in Jesus Christ as their own Savior. They have not taken that step of faith to accept him into their lives. But this man did, and not only did he, what happened? His whole household believed as well. And this again is the second sign Jesus did when he came out of Judea into Galilee. This is the second great miracle that he had done, to testify that he is the Son of God, and that believing in him, with the challenge to believe in him, and believing in him, you will have life through his name. Can I encourage you with all my soul? Put your trust in the Lord. Crises are going to come. I don't know what they'll be for you, but they will come. And when they come, oh, put your trust in God. Cry out to God. Don't stop crying out to him. He will give a word somehow as to what he's going to do in the situation. It may not be the way you planned, just as this man said, you come down, but he didn't. Whatever way it is, it's going to be good, because God is good. He is faithful. And whatever he does well. Trust the Lord. And trust him not just for the particular issues and problems and trials, but come to the larger issue and trust him for the saving of your soul and for the faithfulness of God all through the circumstance of life until you see Jesus face to face. What a Savior we have. This man was not disappointed to make that two-day journey to find an answer for his son. He found more than that. He found the Savior of the world. He found his own Savior. Oh, thank God that Jesus wants to save, and he wants to save you. And he wants to save you now. By taking Jesus at his word, you will experience his salvation so freely given. I'm done. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you today that we can rest assured on its promise. We can stand on the promise of God tonight and say, hallelujah, God is faithful. Thank you, Lord, you can not only heal, but you can save to the uttermost those who come to God through you. You can take us all the way home to heaven. Thank you, Lord, that it is very possible that every person in this room will be in heaven someday. But it will depend upon our faith in Jesus And so, Lord, give us the faith to believe in you and to trust you, Lord, to take you at your word. Without signs and wonders, help us just to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.